Good morning to everyone. I hope that you are all doing well. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verses 24 and 25, the author gives this advice, quote, "Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some." This morning, I want to talk a little bit about church attendance. I'd like to share with you a story about church attendance. The story goes like this. There was an elderly gentleman who lived in a small town. This elderly gentleman walked 3 blocks to church every Sunday morning, almost without fail. As he slowly walked to church, he was very stooped over, but he seldom missed a worship service. However, not only was he hunched back, there was another problem. This elderly gentleman was extremely hard of hearing. He could barely hear it thunder. One Sunday after church, a couple of younger members wanted to talk to the older gentleman. As normal, these young people had to almost shout at him to get him to understand. They asked the elderly gentleman, who was hard of hearing, a question. They asked him, "During church, are you able to understand the sermon? Can you hear the singing?" The man said no. He really couldn't hear much at all during any part of the worship service. Then they asked the old man, "Why then, if you can't understand the sermon and you can't hear the singing, why do you still come every week? People would certainly understand if you didn't attend." The man smiled at the younger people and responded with this marvelous answer. He said, "I just want everybody to know what side I'm on." He said, "I just wanted everybody to know what side I'm on by my attendance." Friends, let us all realize that, just like the man in the story, attending church gives us a chance to show everybody what side we are on. Brethren, let us always remember that, apart from anything else, to attend church is to demonstrate where our loyalty lies. So, I'll leave you with these questions. What side are you on? Are you going to demonstrate it by your attendance? Are you going to show your faith by your actions? Where do you stand? Brethren, as the author of Hebrews encouraged his readers centuries ago, let us not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Amen.